Coach on the road once again, take you behind the scenes with the MLB stars of the game. And I got the man here for the Cubs. I'm going to let him do some stuff.
Appreciate you. Michael Bush,
Michael
first baseman
Bush.
For the Chicago Cubs.
Well, you know, we got the same first name. You sure we're not twins?
It might be.
Okay, we're taking our youngs behind the scene on what it's like being a major league ball player. Now, I coach high school baseball, coach college baseball, scouted for 5 major league teams. Every kid's dream playing in the big leagues. MB in the big leagues. What's this big league experience been like for you?
Yeah, it's been amazing. I think, to be able to do it in a Cubs uniform is pretty special. But to be honest, I think, you know, the journey to it is what makes it so special for me. And, you know, in the moment, it's hard to realize that or think about that. But, you know, being able to look back on it a little bit and, you know, kind of realize how long it's been and how far and the amount of places that I went to before I got here, it's been pretty incredible.
And people don't understand them dues you guys got to pay to get here.
No, and it's that's part of it, though. You just kind of, I'm super thankful to have people in my life that, you know, helped me get here because I think that's, you know, a big reason to it. But continuing just to do it, just show up, put in the work, put in the time, no matter if it's a good day, bad day, I think it's super important to do that.
And they don't know about them peanut butter jelly sandwiches and them long bus rides.
Not anymore.
Well, you probably don't know about it. You came along later.
I had plenty of PB&Js coming up through football, baseball, hockey. So I know a thing or two about peanut butter and jelly.
A thing or two. Just a little bit, huh? So wait a minute. I watch you out there on the field, and you in beast mode out there. You out there swinging a bat like you just crazy out there.
Some days are better than others, but you know, just continue, no matter if it's a good day, bad day, you just show up and honestly just do your best.
You know, you talk about playing in Chicago, Cubs fans, I mean, Cubs, Yankees, Dodgers, America's team. I mean, what is it like having 40,000 fans every game?
Yeah, it's pretty special. They show up, rain, shine, 95, 45, delay, start on time. The fans show up, and that's what makes Chicago so special. Makes Chicago the Cubs, you know, why they're the Cubs. It's all because of the fans and what they do to support their team.
And the Cubs had some marquee players along the way, Andre Dawson, Ryan Steinberg, household names. Are you making yourself a household favorite around here?
I don't think I'm, you know, quite up there with some of those guys, but, you know, it's just fun to be a part of this team and, you know, kind of be able to do our thing and, you know, win some games and look forward to what we do in the future.
Last two questions. I don't want to hold you too long. Who were some of the ball players that mentored you along the way?
I think there's been, you know, there's been a lot of coaches that I feel like, you know, the players, I think we bounce off one another, I think. But I think for the coaches, I think, you know, I was super grateful just since I was a little kid to have, you know, coaches who I felt like taught the game the right way, let us, you know, be ourselves, let us play the game the right way, let us have fun. I don't remember a time in my career where I didn't love showing up to the park. And I give thanks to, you know, the coaches and the players. I feel like I'm just so blessed to be in such great locker rooms around such great people.
First major league hit?
Yeah. What about it?
Who was it against?
Oviedo from Pittsburgh.
First major league home run?
Gavin Williams from the Guardians.
Still got the ball?
Oh, yeah.
What'd you do with it?
My dad has it.
I'm coming to get them on eBay. I said two last questions. Every kid dreams playing in the big leagues. Get that call, you're going to the big leagues, walking in the locker room for the very first time, see your uniform hanging. What was that feeling like?
Amazing. It was you know, a dream come true. I think the one part that was a little better than that was seeing my dad and my brothers, my family in the stands running out in Pittsburgh. It was something I'll never forget and just something that, like, super thankful for, because the people along the way are a large piece of why we're able to do this.
Did they cry?
I'm sure they did.
Did you cry?
I think I cried.
You cried? Coach, with the man.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.